All right. So we're in, we'll start today, Kuf Mem Gimel, Simon Kuf Mem Gimel, page 49. So last thing we learned last week before Shabbos on Thursday in Kuf Mem Beis was that if there is a village that there's a minyan, but they don't have anybody to lane. Almost happened this here this week. So what do they do? So they should still read it. They should still have somebody lane, even though, as it happened, it's prone to make mistakes. But still, you lane with the brachos anyways. Now, I don't think maybe I did mention it. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down Achron will say, even though this he brings down the Prichadash, and that is, that the Prichadash says that since the person is apt to make humongous mistakes, like again, I can tell you very well that Chaylev and Chalov, right? So it's the same letters, but you know, if you don't get the Nakudos right, you really blew it, or Zachar and Zecher. We all know that was a famous mistake that was made. that could absolutely, based upon the halacha we learned in the in Kuf Mem Beis in Aleph, and also at the end of Kuf Mem Aleph. So those, since those are fatal flaws, so you don't make the brachas. So you lane, but without the brachas. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down again the Prima Gadin. That also says the same thing, that you should lane without the brachas. It seems the way that's the way the Mishnah Berurah comes out. So lane, but don't, you know, you're potentially making all these brachas levatola, so don't do that. Okay, so that brings us to Kuf Mem Gimel. Ein karim etara b'pachas ma'asara. As you all know, you need a minyan. Need a minyan, which means gedolim, people, men above bar mitzvah, right? B'nei chorin, who are emancipated, and not slaves. V'imil chilu ba'asara, let's say they started laning with 10. There was a minyan. V'yatsu miksasan, and some left, gomer. So you finish the laning. So again, the Mishnah Berurah comes down really hard.
What page is it?
49. Aleph. Maybe you have the wrong chaylik. Maybe that was a chaylik that's lying around. Base. Okay, that answers the question. Okay, so anyways, base to the rescue. So again, so you have to have a minyan. Mishnah Berurah explains this is based upon the pasuk that v'nikdashti b'sof b'nei Yisrael, that Hashem will be sanctified amongst Klal Yisrael, and we have a zera shava from the word toch, from by the Meraglim, brother we toch ha'adayzos, and since the word toch is used in both, so therefore we know. The bad Meraglim were 10 men above Bar Mitzvah who were B'nei Chorin, so therefore we have that definition of what a minyan is or an Eidah is. Okay, now, so you need a minyan. We all know that. And then part B is if there was a minyan, some left. Again, as I mentioned, started saying before, Mishnah Berurah comes down very hard on those who left. No, you're not allowed to leave. But here we're talking about if they did leave, so now what? So the Mechaber says, so you finish the laning. So again, so let's take Shabbos. Right? Shabbos morning, and I don't know, someplace has exactly a minyan, and I don't know, somebody had to leave. So you don't have a minyan. So you just called up the first guy. The first guy, we laned already, the first guy. We're still in the middle of the laning of the first guy. And I don't know, something happened to Mr. 10, and he had to leave. So now we're saying that we could continue laning the other six aliyahs. So obviously there's a bunch of questions. Okay, we could read the rest of the aliyahs. Okay, well, what's the story of Chasuka? How about the Maftar and Haftar? Can I do that? Question number two. Some of them leave. One guy leaves. So we got nine. Let's say more than one guy leaves.
Let's say six guys leave,
right? We have four people left. So we could keep on laying? Let's say nine leave. So the Baal Korah is left, right? So we keep on laying? Now again, the Mishnah Berurah says that when we say you started, if he just said Baruch Hu, that wouldn't be enough. But, okay, so one question is, what do we do with Maftir? The other question is, what do we, and the Kaddish? The next question is, how many could leave? Like I said, let's take the radical case. Nine people left. They didn't like the way the guy's laying, so, you know, they just picked up it, right? The Kiddush is better somewhere else, right? No herring this week. Finished. No more low. Forget it. It's not worth it. Then, okay, and then once we answer that, so then we have the Bir Halachos question. Then the question is, the first question is, so it seems that, again, if we have nine or whatever we have, so they left after Kohen or during Kohen, we could do six more Aliyahs? Six more Aliyahs without a minyan. Kind of interesting. Then finally, the last question, which we'll cover, but not today, is however you want to slice it, let's say I got a minyan, but only one person hasn't learned her Kriya Satorah. Oh, very simple, you're right, you got two minyanim, and right, and whatever, and one person didn't hear Kriya Satorah. Maybe one guy came in late. So he got a minyan, everybody heard lightning. So the guy says, you know, I can't wait for the 9 o'clock minyan, I got it, you know, whatever. My wife's having a baby. Right. Well, I don't know. Let's leave that case. But, so he says, could you guys, let's just lane. So he said, well, we lane already. Well, could those other nine guys stick around? And we'll do the laning again for what we got minyan. But there's only one person who's obligated in Kriya Satorah. Who needs Kriya Satorah? Can we do that? How about that? Can we do that? Okay. You'll have to come back tomorrow to see the answers.